Arrivederci. Farewell, Italy. It is time for the crew to sail home on Fälen, the whale, Sweden's second submarine. At the beginning, the sea is calm, but then... Oh no, the storm damages the rudder and the submarine rocks from side to side.
Man overboard!
The 65-day journey was one of rough seas, fire, and a long wait for cooked food, as the meat stew had to be cooked on deck, while waves sprayed over the cooking pots. Lighting a fire inside was out of the question. If a single spark should reach the fumes of the petrol engine, the entire crew could be blown to bits. Yes, serving on Valen is a dangerous business. Even with the submarine at rest at a depth of 10 metres, as it is now, in 1910. It is the middle of an exercise, and armoured warships and torpedo boats are hunting for the submarine on the surface. But lying on the floor of the engine room, Carl Henrik Loewenberg is writing a letter to his wife, Marta. Perhaps the letter will ease her worry a little.
My beloved, I just wanted to write a few lines to let you know what life is like for us when we are at rest on the seabed. This letter could be my last, but I don't really think things will turn out so badly. But we're lying down to sleep and may never wake again, because you would not believe how deeply we sleep here. I had just slept for a little while when they roused us because it was mealtime. And so we ate some eggs and sandwiches and drank some chocolate. Then I was able to commandeer a hammock that I hung up in the engine room so that I could lash myself in. But then I had to get up because it was time to change course. I lay for a few hours before I dropped off to sleep. It was so cold and damp down here then that water dripped from the ceiling. And now overpressure is building and the air is becoming foul. At a few minutes after 11:30, we blew the tanks and went up to the surface. We'd been submerged for more than 9.5 hours. It was really good to surface and to be able to breathe fresh air. We had to creep around on deck and keep quiet, as no noise was allowed to be heard.